From supply chains to union contracts, a lot of unknowns faced Detroit's auto industry in 2023. With car companies bidding to receive more semiconductors, some analysts are projecting that new vehicle sales will rise despite uncertainty around inflation. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of automotive website TheDetroitBureau.com. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan one reason sales could go up this year is pent-up demand.
The last few years, coming out of COVID, we have seen that people wanted to buy cars, but they couldn't get them because of the COVID-related shortages, particularly semiconductors. So even if we don't see an industry recovering, all the people that would have liked to buy, many of whom have cars that are in desperate need of being replaced, that still could drive the auto industry to do better than the overall economy.
And one change that has kind of been seen over the past couple of years, well, a lot of the focus has been on used and new car prices. Leasing has kind of gone down a bit. What's the expectation for leasing going forward, and how tied to those economic tides is that?
There are a lot of changes in a lot of different places within the auto industry. And one is how people are buying their vehicles and how they're financing them. On the finance side, we've seen the introduction of some new things, such as subscriptions. That doesn't represent a very large portion of the industry, but people are exploring and automakers are exploring options. Leases have traditionally been a very important part of the industry's approach over the last few decades because it's a way to drive down costs and get more people into cars that then would otherwise go into new vehicles. I wouldn't be surprised if the economy worsens, if we wouldn't see automakers push to have more leases again, particularly if interest rates remain stubbornly high.
And then obviously the talk of the year has been electric vehicles in 2022. So looking at 2023, what can we expect to see there? That trend probably continuing, but obviously the infrastructure is a major part of this too.
EVs, that's another area where we could paint both a rosy and very gray picture. There's certainly reason to believe that 2023, if everything comes together, could be a big year for EVs. Importantly, we have seen the number of what you'd call long-range models, those getting better than 200 miles per charge, go from about 15 of them in late 2021. We now have almost 50 of them on the market. Big issue? Pricing. EVs are even more troubled by rising costs than are other conventional vehicles. Now, part of that is they get saddled with the same sort of inflation, but we've also seen a run-up in raw materials, things like lithium and nickel and cobalt. Maybe not in early 2023, but going towards later in the year, we could see EV prices start to stabilize. And looking forward, I think that you're going to see them come closer and closer to parity with conventional vehicles.
Perhaps the biggest headline for the auto industry in 2023 might be that it'll be time for collective bargaining. Any things to be watching as that looms closer?
This is going to be a very important year for the Detroit automakers, if you will allow me to include Stellantis in that still. And that's because we're going to see negotiations resume with the United Auto Workers Union. A lot of folks, particularly who aren't close to Detroit, think that it's somehow the UAW, the United Auto Workers, negotiating with the Big Three. In reality, they each negotiate separately, and the union also negotiates with a lot of suppliers as well. So it could be a very, very challenging year.
And what kind of a role could electric vehicles play in collective bargaining? Because you've kind of heard it from both sides recently. Stellantis closed that plant in Illinois, and they said, well, it's because EVs are really expensive. And then we've also heard stuff about the unions maybe be concerned that with electric vehicles needing smaller assembly lines, does that mean less jobs with EVs? So which way could that go? Because it kind of seems like the two sides are already painting that picture differently.
The rise of the EV is going to have a big impact in a lot of ways on the auto industry, including collective bargaining. One of the big challenges is that EVs are expected to require significantly less labor. They have fewer moving parts. They have fewer parts in general. And a significant portion of the electric propulsion, the powertrain system on board an EV, will be manufactured by robotics. You won't have workers stuffing in batteries like it's just some sort of Game Boy or the like. And that could mean a substantial reduction, even if you have the same number of vehicles produced in the future. So that is going to be something that I expect will be brought up and will be a potential sticking point at the bargaining table. The union's going to want job security as plants switch from conventional gas and diesel engines over to electric vehicles. But there'll be also the question of, we may see some existing plants closed. We've already seen Stellantis is going to take a plant in Illinois and put it on indefinite layoff. We're seeing new EV plants opened up, and unless a company like Ford building this big factory down in Memphis called Blue Oval City, unless Ford can gain a lot of market share, it's probably going to wind up at some point this decade closing plants with similar capacity.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of automotive website, thedetroitbureau.com. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.